I want to play for you now a song by Barn Brack. We don't feature Barn Brack on Sounds Irish too much. We'll have to improve on that, Joe. This is their lovely version of that lovely song, My Lovely Irish Rose.
A winding river wends its way near to an Irish home, to mingle with Trabega Bay, where rolls the Atlantic foam. 'Twas in a cot close to a spot where the river gently flows, that I bade goodbye to my little girl, my lovely Irish rose. Old Donegal, the best of all, I never shall forget. In Carn Fair, beyond compare, I think I see it yet. But I'd rather stray by the old mill brae, where soft the green grass grows. On a summer's night, with my heart's delight, my lovely Irish rose. Oh Mary dear, I'm lonely here without you all the while. I miss your loving words of cheer, your lovely Irish smile. Before I lay me down tonight, before my eyes I close, I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose. I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose.
My lovely Irish rose there from Barn Brack. This next track, friends, is a classic. It's Planxty, and we're going back, I think it must have been the late 60s or the early 70s when they recorded this. This was a huge hit. I think it may have been their first big hit. And it tells the story of the Raggle Taggle Gypsies. And it's a little longer than we normally have, but I didn't want to fade it because it spoils the story.
As there were three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and bold, hee-yo, and this one sang hoy, and the other sang la-ho, and the lady sang the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. It was upstairs and downstairs the lady he went, put on her suit of leather low. It was the cry all around her door, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, hee-yo. The servant girls reply to him while she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. Open saddle for me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy, hee-yo. I will ride and I'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. Open he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also, but when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, hee-yo. Oh, then why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money, hee-yo, a year? Why do you leave your haroni with the lord, all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo? Yerra, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for my honey hee? Oh, yerra, what do I care for me only with that lord? I'm away with me rackle-tackle gypsy. Well, it was there last night, you the goose at their bed, with blankets drawn so calmly here. Oh, tonight he lie in a wide open field, and the hands of your raggle-tackle gypsy. Oh. Yerra, what do I care for a goose feather bed? But blankets drawn so calmly here. Tonight I lie in a wide open field, and the hands of me raggle-tackle gypsy. Oh. Oh, for you rode east when I rode west. You rode high when I hear a hoodlo. I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy's lips than a whole lot of cash in his money, yo.
I should have told you before I started that you were getting two for the price of one there, because not only did you get Planxty and the Raggle Taggle Gypsy, but you got their instrumental entitled Tourdom the Love or Give Me Your Hand, which was a piece written by Carolyn way back centuries ago. But it was nice, wasn't it? Now, if I say Paddy Riley, you're going to say, hello, Joe, we're getting the feels of... No, you're not getting the feels of Athenry. This is Paddy's version of Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore.
Oh, fare thee well to your land, my yonder native land. It breaks my heart to see friends part, for it's then the teardrops fall. I'm on my way to America, will I e'er see home once more? For now I leave my own true love on Paddy's green shamrock shore. Our ship, she lies at anchor, she's standing by the quay. May fortune bright shine down each night as we sail over the sea. Many ships have been lost, many lives it cost on the journey that lies before. With a tear in my eye, I'm bidding goodbye to Paddy's green shamrock shore. So fare thee well, my own true love, I think of you night and day. And a place in my mind you surely will find, although I'm far, far away. Though I'll be alone, far away from home, I'll think of the good times once more. Until the day I can make me way back to Paddy's green shamrock shore. And now the ship is on the way, may heaven protect us all. With the winds and the sail, we surely can't fail on this voyage to Baltimore. But my parents and friends did wave till the end, till I could see them no more. I then took a chance with one last glance at Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore, sung first there by Paddy Riley. Who else but the lovely haunting sound of the Illan pipes. Now we move on to one of the lovely old Irish-American songs that I love. And I've recently acquired some material from Patricia Cahill. Now, I told you about Patricia the last time we played. Yes, I did. I told you how she made her first album way back in 1957. Her first singing teacher was a very good friend of mine who's gone to God now. But Patricia went to him for her very first singing lessons. She went into cabaret. She's done some pantomime work. Then she married and moved off to Spain, where she lives now. And this is a recording that she made some years ago, as I said, an old Irish-American song. And I want to play this for Teresa, who said, could I find a version of a song that she wasn't quite sure about, but it says, how can you buy all the stars in the sky? She said that's the only line she could remember because her grandmother used to sing it. Oh, Teresa lives in Dublin, by the way. And Teresa, she said, Joe, I'm not Irish, but I'm married to an Irishman. I do have an Irish name because my parents are Irish, right? But I lived in Scotland for quite some time before I married my husband and we came back to live in Ireland. So please, could you play How Can You Buy All the Stars in the Sky? I know the song you're looking for, Teresa. Here's Patricia Cahill's lovely version of it.
With a sigh, I'll tell you.
Now, I meant to point out to you, before we play the track, but I forgot, to listen out to the wonderful last note of that, the way she has that wonderful breath control and she holds the note. Patricia Cahill. By the way, it's C-A-H-I-L-L. We here in Ireland call it Cahill, but everywhere else outside of Ireland seem to call it Cahill. In America, I know, and in parts of England, they, or the UK, maybe all of the UK, they call it Cahill, but we call it Cahill. Patricia Cahill and How Can You Buy Killarney? We move now from Killarney to the River Shannon that starts way up in County Cavan and it finishes down at Limerick, right down, goes out into the sea at Limerick. The longest river in the British Isles. I was taken to task the last time I said that because somebody misunderstood what I said, but I would still stick by it. The River Shannon is the longest river in the British Isles. And here, Kevin Prendergast sings a song that, well, I said so often on Sounds Irish that my mammy used to sing this song.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, I always claim it my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, my heart goes back there daily, to the girl I left behind me. Said goodbye. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I greet her, for there's not a sweeter where the River Shannon flows. For no letter I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll place the ship that takes me to my dear old Mary's shore. Then I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a cutting sweeter where the River Shannon flows.
County Wexford is situated on the southeast coast of Ireland. The east, going southeast, going down, as you go down the east coast past Wicklow, which is my county, the next county is Wexford. Beautiful county, some wonderful scenery and mountains, and well known for its fishing. And here, the Kinslers, that's what the family that recorded this, they're no longer recording, but they made a couple of albums some years ago. And they made an album with songs all about places in County Wexford. And why not? They were from County Wexford. And they're singing a song here all about Kilmore Quay. Kilmore Quay, well known for fishing. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll dedicate this to any Wexford person listening to Sounds Irish. No matter what part of the world you're in, this is for you.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland on a sunny side. its little white walled houses and thatched roofs grand to see. It's there you'll find my birthplace. It's my sweet Kilmore Key. Kilmore, Kilmore, you look so grand nestling by the sea. Of all the places that I've seen, it's there I'd rather be. With the lovely salty islands close by my native home, from Kilmore Key.
Now we're going to way back to the 60s, and this is Danny Doyle. Always been a big fan of Danny, and we're going to Mary from Dunglow, and he has to leave his Mary behind. Tell you what, listen to the Danny Doyle version of this. I think we had Emmett Spiceland a couple of weeks ago, but this has a lovely sort of 1960s sound about this recording, with lots of reverb and lots of instrumental work on it as well. Here's Danny Doyle, Mary from Dunglow.
Donegal, the Rosses and Gidor. I'm crossing the main ocean where the stormy billows roar. It breaks my heart from you to part, where
I spent many happy days. Farewell to kind relations. I am bound for America. Oh, my love is tall and handsome, and her age it is scarce 18. She far exceeds all the fair maids as she trips over the green. Absence makes the heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my Mary till I come back again. Seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee, alas, I'd call for liquor of the best, and I'd pay before I'd go, and I'd roll my Mary in my arms in the town of sweet Dunlow.
The early days of the ballad scene here in Ireland, that would be about, well, the 60s through to the mid-70s, Danny Doyle was a huge star, and he was a very talented musician as well as a good singer. And unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, he left Ireland and went to work and live in the United States. And, well, we didn't hear too much of him after that. But that's a lovely album that I acquired recently. There's some lovely tracks in it. That is one of my favourites, Mary from Dunloe. Now, this next track, first of all, I can say that a lot of immigrants who are far away from Ireland can associate with this song. Also, when it starts, the accompaniment, it sounds as though they were going to sing Silver Threads Among the Gold, Darling, You Are Growing Old, but they're not singing that. But this is Trudy Lawlor and Patrick O'Sullivan, and Far Away a Light is Burning.
Thank you. you tonight.
Far away, a sprig of ivy. Things around your cabin door. Far away, a robin redbreast, singing as in days of yore.
Write a letter home to mother.
Pardon tears. Tell them that you will be home soon, even though you've run for years.
Far away, a light is burning.
Quite sure if I'll get all of this in, but it's our Daniel slot. A little later than usual, Daniel O'Donnell on a song that everybody knows. Well, I think they do. Daniel's version of My Wild Irish Rose.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild the dearest flower that grows, and someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower. Someday for for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Yes, someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Oh, well, we just managed to get it all in. Friends, that's been Sounds Irish for this week. And this is Joe Bollard saying, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with another programme of Sounds Irish, Joe Bollard saying, take care, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.